Yesterday was the start of hunting season in Pennsylvania and is a big tradition celebrated by many families in the state. According to the Pennsylvania Game Commission's website, this year is the first year hunters no longer have to wear their licenses on display while participating in the events. On the other hand, antler restrictions will remain the same as previous years, as well as the rule of wearing fluorescent clothing that must be visible all around their body while hunting. Jerry Fieser, a member of the Pennsylvania Commission, explains more rules that are important to abide by.
Don't shoot at sound or movement. Make sure you positively identify the target as a legal deer. We also require that hunters abide by all safety restrictions in terms of positively identifying their target.
The first 2 weeks are considered the firearm deer season and is one of the most popular times to go during the four-month-long event. Penn State senior Zachary Stumpf says the first day is an important tradition in his family and explains why.
My grandfather and I go out. I've been going out since I was probably been about 13. My dad went out when he was my age. So it's kind of been passed down over the years. It kind of saves money on having to go out to the grocery store and buy meat unless we actually don't get anything.
Fieser says that even Pennsylvania school districts and local businesses celebrate by taking the day off.
It's kind of Pennsylvania's only unofficial holiday. It would be difficult in many rural parts of the state to have school or even have some businesses open because of the vast number of people who will be out in the woods.
For Comm Radio, I'm Allie Marzella.